Welcome to Moon Monkey. On this episode, we're going to talk about Vice, directed by Adam McKay.
So Vice basically tells a story of George Bush's vice president, Dick Cheney, and goes right the way back to his early life in the 60s, through his time working at the Nixon White House, working for the George Bush Sr. During his time in office, and then on to the, I guess what he's most well known for is when he was vice president. And amassed a lot of power in the Bush White House.
Yeah.
And in some ways sort of rewrote the rules of what the powers of the vice president were and what the powers of the president were, and became a very unpopular figure, I would say, due to his role in the Iraq War and these kind of scandals that were floating around. Managed to amass a vast personal fortune. Adam McKay is known, like, his early movies. I think he did Anchorman, and he was known for comedies.
Yeah, he did, like, Eastbound and Down and stuff with Will Ferrell and things like that.
And then in recent years he's done The Big Short and these more sort of, like, economics and political movies. Like, taking subjects which you wouldn't think there's much humour in and basically turning them into these kind of darkly comic tales about real sort of disasters of the 21st century, such as, like, Big Short was obviously, like, the financial crisis, and this film, again, covers, would be, like, kind of dry topic.
He's covering big moments. He's doing big moments in American history, really. And he's covered, like, probably two of the biggest ones with, like, Big Short and Vice.
Yeah, and again, like, you've got a big cast in this film, like, with Big Short, you've got Christian Bale, again, was in that movie, Steve Carell. Christian Bale, who plays Dick Cheney, has won a lot of plaudits for his role his performance.
He really went for it, like he did in The Machinist, like, but the opposite, obviously, because he put on a lot of weight and he shaved his head, and he really kind of went for the role.
Yeah. Which and plays him in, like, a few different stages of life, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah,
and really kind of captured a lot of his essence.
And they do have, like you said, Steve Carell, who's playing Donald Rumsfeld, who kind of gives Dick Cheney his break in the movie, and how he falls into Donald Ford's government, which was interesting as well. And you've got Amy Adams playing Lynn, his wife.
Yeah, I thought that was one of the best performances, or one of the performances that probably isn't going to get as much hype as the other ones, because in some ways, like, she is a supporting character, but she kind of is a good foil to Dick Cheney, because, like, this has been kind of a talking point of how much the portrayals are caricatures or, like, real life, but I felt like Amy Adams was one where she's just playing it pretty straight throughout. Like, it's humorous, but the others are kind of playing them as larger than life characters, particularly Sam Rockwell's George Bush, who's really hamming up, like, the
humor
in it.
He says he was channeling. He was channeling Elvis when he was doing it as well.
Yeah.
You know, he was going for it. He was going for, like, a bit. You know, he's eating chicken wings and just, you know.
Well, yeah, I can see that. But Christian Bale thanked Satan for his inspiration for his performance of Dick Cheney.
See, I heard that, you know, he wanted to take it out of politics as much as he could for the... Christian Bale wanted to take it out of, like, his politics as much as he could and play it, really get into the mindset of why Dick Cheney was doing it. I think, like, it's more than just, because I went in and I thought it's going to be a movie about his vice presidency with George W. Bush, and it wasn't. It was, like, his whole life and leading up to that, and obviously that as well, but I felt like it was kind of like a love story between him and Lynn as well, because you had, like, without Lynn, although you're saying, like, she was supporting, but without her, you wouldn't have had Dick Cheney in a way, because she pushed him to become what he could become. And he went from being, like, a drunk and in jail to the youngest chief of staff.
Yeah, like, that was one thing, like, I felt like it didn't do enough on getting into, like, why he ended up doing what he did. Like, it didn't really get to the root of that or explain it.
Well, for me, I felt like it was just, it was Lynn. It was. I felt like that was the explanation, because he didn't want to lose her, and the only way he could keep her was to change his life and really go for it.
Oh, like, yeah, I understand why, like, he didn't go down the route of becoming a drunk, but, like, his whole sort of lust for power and very, like, hardcore conservative values, like, I didn't really get a sense of where that was coming from.
Mm.
It seemed like he already had it, and he just kind of got more and more so power hungry.
I think he was the first Republican in this family for generations.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't like he grew up a Republican. He just, that's what he saw the way.
But that's the thing, it's like, but,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Well, what was the inciting incident? What was the thing that, like, put him on that path, or convinced him that that was right?
Yeah, from the movie, it was just like he met Donald Rumsfeld, wasn't it? And then he decided that I'm a Republican.
Yeah,
that guy really speaks to me.
It felt like, to me, if I was to point anything, it was just that he was the allure of power, that you don't realise how much power you could actually attain for yourself. And that was the thing. One thing that I did like was his relationship with his daughter, especially, was it Mary? His daughter turned out to be homosexual,
yeah.
And obviously that's, like, not a great thing if you're running for a Republican, who are very anti-gay marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I thought, like, throughout it, they did a good job. I suppose that was, like, the to not paint him as completely evil. It was like, well, look, he does care for his daughters.
Like, I really feel like I thought we'd be going in, that we'd just be totally looking at it and ridiculing Dick Cheney, who is quite, I would say to a lot of people, quite unknown and secretive guy, not very flashy in the spotlight. As much as, when I think back to that time when I was growing up, I really just thought, I knew the name, but, you know, George W. Bush in the spotlight, it's him, you know. But looking back, you know, I think it's important to, for this movie to go back historically and maybe let Americans see that it wasn't just the person in the spotlight, it can be people behind the scenes.
I suppose, yeah,
like, maybe poignant with the current administration as well.
He's the kind of character that a lot of people will already have made their mind up about before they go see it. Like, they'll have a particular point of view on him, and the film's probably not going to do much to shift your point of view.
But also, I don't feel like it completely demonises him, because, again, you're saying, like, it's got that...
No.
It's got the bit with his daughters and his family, which is, I wasn't expecting. That was really powerful stuff, I felt, as well. It isn't just, like, it's a dark comedy, but there's more to it. There's more, like, in the story about his personal life that I wouldn't have known. And it kind of shows you stuff that you wouldn't have thought about Dick Cheney and things like that.
In terms of, like, the
more
film,
the backstory and family life.
Yeah, in terms of, like, the film itself, to take it away from the politics, I felt like the performances were good, but it carries on the same style from The Big Short, where it's, like, a lot of fourth wall breaks and a lot of, like, an odd way of telling the story, and it's jumping around in time and things like this, which I felt worked better in that movie than here. Here I felt like there was a lot of, like, tonal shifts between very serious and then less serious or comedic.
Hmm.
I felt it worked well there, but here it was sort of undermined the film a little bit, because there were parts where, like, it was showing you what happened in the Iraq War, and there were a lot of people got killed, and I felt like it didn't always play very well against the sort of comedy or the dark com. I know it was, like, dark comedy, but it's like when it's that serious, it's
a tough
balance to pull off.
I think it was like, it was also, you know, I left it for me personally. You know, there was the comedy, but it also left me like a bit of anger about, like, how power could be wielded behind the scenes on that kind of level. So I know what you're saying tonally, but for me, like, it really worked and I really enjoyed it.
But I think they would have got that. Like, I think the performances were so good at, like, pulling off the balance between dark and light and so kind of humorous and serious. But it was, like, the way that it was edited together, I felt it wasn't really necessary. And you had a sort of narration, and the narrator would tell you stuff, but then you'd see it anyway between the characters.
Like
they didn't need certain things.
I liked that because I felt like it showed that it was, you know, because they spliced it with, like, the real news and the narration and the juxtaposition of images, and I felt like that really added to the momentum of the story and, like, your emotions throughout the movie. Like, I like that. I can understand why it wouldn't work for everybody, but for me, I really liked that, the ambition, how, like, he was just so driven and stuff like that, and, you know, the love story and the betrayal, be it in his personal life or his political life as well, how he would use people And he had no issue because he was so driven about winning and getting that power.
Mm.
And, you know, as much as you could say it critiqued him and wasn't, I don't think it demonised him. I think it gave enough of it to understand that Dick Cheney's viewpoint.
No, I felt like whether you agree with it or not. No, I felt it just didn't go deep enough. But I know it's because, like, he's a secretive character. Maybe no one knows why he was like he was or why he did what he did. But that's the thing, I felt like that's what I would have liked to see more. And, like, his relationship. Like, whenever it's the actors on screen with each other, I really like those parts. And I just wanted some more, like, of the characters and just seeing the characters. That's kind of what I felt. Like, it's hard to pinpoint, because I know that's just a matter of taste. Like, some people maybe love the style of this and how it's done.
I did.
But for me, I just found it a bit distracting from the performances and from the story.
Well, I thought it just like added to it, because it gave it more of that real kind of feeling when you put in like the real news aspects and things like that.
Mm.
But yeah, I think it's a really interesting concept. It's a movie that I thought I didn't really think I'd see, because I thought who's going to make a story about a vice president, and it gives you more information about, like, you know, he was the most powerful vice president ever because he had a different legal interpretation about the constitution and things like that. And it just, you know, it highlights a figure that maybe people don't know about. I think it was a really good movie, really good performances. I really liked the direction. I quite like Adam McKay. Anyway, so...
I'd say if you like sort of political dramas with a sort of dark sense of humour, you'll really enjoy this.
That's me.
Yeah.
So I loved it. You, not so much, but yeah, I would recommend it. I'd see it again. I liked it so much. But that was just me. But yeah, it leaves a lot of questions and it raises some good points. So yeah, I would thoroughly recommend Vice. That was a review of Vice. Don't forget to look out for our next review and don't forget to like and subscribe.